Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision making.
Cystic fibrosis is a common inherited condition, particularly affecting people from a Northern European background. It's caused by various mutations of the cystic fibrosis transmembrane conductance regulator gene, shortened to CFTR. A new Cochrane review from August 2018 examines a class of drug that aims to correct the basic defect for people with cystic fibrosis with a specific mutation. And we asked lead author Kevin Southern from the University of Liverpool in the UK to tell us what they found.
There are many mutations of the CFTR gene which cause cystic fibrosis, but one is particularly common. This is called F508del or Delta F508, and it's what we refer to as a class 2 mutation. Although a full length of protein is formed in the cells of people with this mutation, the protein is abnormal and is unable to get to the outer cell membrane where it needs to be in order to fulfill its role in transporting salt. This is known as a trafficking defect, and researchers have been exploring a set of agents known as correctors that might solve the problem and let the Delta F508 protein reach the outer cell membrane. We did our review to examine the evidence that would support the use of these correctors as a therapy for people with cystic fibrosis. We identified 13 trials enrolling just over 2,200 people with cystic fibrosis. Seven of the trials, which provided low to moderate quality of evidence, randomized the participants to receive a single agent or a placebo. We referred to these as monotherapy studies, and these studies found no clinically important differences between the drug and the placebo for people with two copies of the Delta F508 mutation. The other six randomized trials examined two agents, Lumakafta or Tazakafta, each of which was combined with another agent, Ivakafta. These are called combination therapies, and our overall grading of the quality of the evidence from these six studies came out as moderate to high. The combination therapies, Lumakafta-Ivakafta and Tazakafta-Ivakafta, resulted in small but significant improvements in clinical outcomes that are relevant to people with CF with two copies of the Delta F508 mutation. Both combinations showed similar efficacy, with improvements in quality of life and respiratory function, and also a reduction in the rate at which they had an exacerbation of their chest condition. On the downside, Lumakafta-Ivakafta was associated with an increase in early shortness of breath, although this did not tend to last long, and also with longer-term increases in blood pressure. These adverse effects were not observed with Tazakafta-Ivakafta, which has a better initial safety profile. But it's important to note that data were not available for children under 12 years of age. In these younger children, although Lumakafta-Ivakafta had a positive impact on respiratory function with no apparent immediate safety concerns, we need to be cautious when considering the use of this combination because of the transient shortness of breath and increase in blood pressure reported in adults receiving Lumakafta-Ivakafta. This area of research for people with CF is moving quickly, and following on from the closed trials that we were able to include in this first version of our review, other trials are now examining new agents. We will update this review regularly as these new data become available.
If you'd like to read more about the review's findings for the monotherapy and combination therapy treatments that have already been tested, and watch for updates of the review as the findings for the new agents become available, just go online to cochranelibrary.com and search correctors and CF.